Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
This is a Hat Trick podcast.
Oh, lovely.
Welcome to In the News This Week, the podcast from some of the team who've worked on Have I Got News For You?
I'm Emerald Paston.
I'm Mike Raymond.
I'm Queenie Miller.
And I'm Jack Harris.
We'll be taking you through the big and not so big stories in the news this week when the TV show can't.
Think of it like this. If the main show is a well-kept political promise, then we're what's left of Labour's environmental policy. Burn.
The planet.
Literally.
Yeah.
Poor Ed Miliband.
Everyone's saying, oh, poor Ed Miliband, and he's so principled.
Is everyone saying poor Ed Miliband? He's so principled.
No. I was going to say only his own family, but actually even half of them hate him.
David doesn't care.
No. But having said he really upset about Heathrow and very principled, it emerged this week that he's been doing a lot of lobbying to get his local airport opened in Doncaster and get more flights taken off. So, yeah.
Great. Hello, everyone. How are we doing?
Yeah, just thought I'd start us on the right note.
Yeah.
That I've heard that I can fly to Doncaster, I'm pretty happy.
New York to Doncaster.
Well, now that there's the potential to fly to Doncaster. I'm over the moon, to be honest.
Yeah, the famous JFK to Doncaster route is open again.
Yeah, I'll just go for a weekend. It'd be nice.
And that's all that's in the news this week. Okay, let's get into round one, where we discuss the main news story of the week, which is Donald Trump continuing to threaten tariffs on countries across the world. Can anyone tell me a country that he's not planning to tariff? Give me one. Shout it out.
All the ones he can't pronounce.
Guatemala.
He'd say it's not his favourite dip.
Yeah, any thoughts on the tariff news?
Well, it's pretty sexy, isn't it? Sexy politics,
so
tariffs.
Exciting.
They're trying to make it sexy, aren't they? They're calling it like trade wars.
Yeah, although I also saw it described as Trump tariff tantrum.
I'd watch Trade Wars as a TV show.
Guys, it's not a trade war, it's a drugs war. Let's not forget that.
It is the way they've been pitching it. I like it. Because drug wars are sexy.
Drug wars are sexy.
Yeah, they make good Netflix shows.
Sorry, why are drug wars sexy?
Because you can set them in South America. They all involve maracas as a soundtrack and sexy people selling drugs.
Instead, we've got Canada.
Yeah. I'm going to step away from Mike's description there and distance myself from sexy people selling drugs. But what I would say is that, like, it sells a bit more than, like, oh, your avocado is going to cost a dollar more.
Yeah.
On tariffs, Trump has delayed the Mexico and Canada ones three times in 2 weeks.
Well, I mean, he drove a hard bargain, right? Because essentially what he did was he got them to announce things that they were already going to do anyway. And so that's the kind of thing, is that actually they've just said, yeah, we're going to put $1.3 billion into stopping the fentanyl coming across in Canada. And they were going to do that anyway in Canada. And then the Mexican leader said, oh, we're going to send these troops to the border. We might already be there. So both sides can sort of claim victory. But there is a feeling that maybe Trump has sort of realised that the tariffs might not be quite as popular as he thought they'd be.
Does anyone think it's a big ploy just to be like, I'm going to threaten this and then everyone's going to back down?
I 100% think that. I read a New York Times article saying...
Ooh, get you.
When I say that, it means I've watched a TikTok.
Look at the generational divide there.
I saw a tweet.
We call it the Times over here.
Not the New York Times.
Because I'm in New York. That's why that's the thing.
Jack, so, are you worried that Trump might put a tariff on you if he threatens the UK?
Jack Tariff.
That's
basically your name, isn't it?
That's so good. I'll take it. Also, if it's price per meter. absolutely screwed.
Oh dear.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll have to send someone smaller.
Sorry, Mike, you were saying, were you reading a New York Times or Times article? Yeah.
Mike saw a YouTube short and that's what you're about to go on.
No, because I'm over 25, so I have an attention span, so I can actually read articles.
Wow. You've absolutely roasted me there.
You had it coming.
I've no comeback.
No, it's because you've already forgotten what we were talking about at the start of the sentence.
I think we all have, to be honest.
I know, I'm actually losing the plot. I read a New York Times article and it said he's made it so vague that, like you're saying, Jack, basically he can decide what constitutes a victory. But I think, what do we know about Trump? He's a bully. And what a bully, it's basically the equivalent of a bully going up to a kid and pretending to punch them and then going, ha, made you flinch. And that's basically what I think he's done. I genuinely think he's just doing the tariffs to go, I want you to all admit that you're weaker than me. And that's why he loves Keir Starmer, because he's the weakest of all.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? It's like, oh yeah, I like the idea that Trump said, oh, we're not going to put tariffs on the UK. Because Starmer has been nice.
He said he's been very nice. So he's been taking tips from Borat, I think, in his diplomacy.
I like the fact that it shows that sometimes the nice guys do win, as long as they suck up to the bigger, badder guys and never challenge them. Yeah. I think is the key there.
Wait, so are you thinking our tactic going forward should be to just have the weakest prime minister possible?
Like in the playground analogy, it's that person who doesn't want to get bullied. So they just kind of standing behind them and saying, yeah.
I like that it didn't work with China.
They retaliated, didn't they?
Yeah, because they could sort of financially handle it.
And I mean, Starmer's been doing the dance as well with like another person who's doing the tariffs. As you said, China can just be like, yeah, we're bigger, so whatever. But Starmer playing that thing of like trying to keep the US happy, but then also he's been the first prime minister since Brexit to turn up to an EU dinner.
Mm.
And he's trying to play the card of like sitting between them and be nice to both and say, we can do deals with the EU and we can do deals with the US.
That's like your most boring uncle turning up to a family gathering that you're not invited to. Imagine the people who have to sit next to him. They were like, thank fuck we were out of the EU. So you don't have to talk to Starmer anymore.
I read, it made me laugh that apparently Macron was planning to tell Starmer that the fact he was there meant that Brexit had failed, which you think, let him finish his starter before you start slagging him off.
Yeah, I can't work out what the EU thinks and what they're aiming for in terms of UK trade. There was a quote from a diplomat who said, I currently spend about 10 minutes a week thinking about the UK, which has me very confused because it's the same amount that Nigel Farage spends. So I can't work out if that's good or bad.
I wonder what he's thinking about in those 10 minutes. Is it like, what are they up to?
Doncaster, maybe.
Doncaster, yeah. Doncaster Airport. What kind of duty-free do you get at Doncaster Airport? The EU, though, they're not worried because I was reading they've got a big bazooka.
Have they?
Have you read about, the EU have got a big, again, this is...
I don't know where this is going.
Like, we're like, what's this bazooka joke, Mike?
Is Mike mispronouncing Brussels? I don't know what's going on.
Is that what you describe Ursula von der Leyen? That's a weird way to... That's a weird
Jack. Mucky, come on.
Well, I know, bazooka can be a thing because she's explosive, because she's...
Sure, that's what everyone thought you meant.
No, you're the guys with mucky brains here. I'm sorry.
Mate, do you know what? Could stay over there on the mucky side of the pond. It's part of this thing where they're, again, just trying to use sexy language because all these journalists have got to write about it. So they're calling it the European bazooka. But basically, it's Europe's big chance to retaliate is the EU can put tariffs on Harley Davidson's, Levi's jeans and bourbon whiskey. So they're all made in all the states that have a lot of Trump supporters. So it basically means that they can hit Trump where it hurts because people will start complaining.
Yeah.
Obviously, not being in Europe, we can't do this.
And also a nightmare for Keir Starmer because that's where he gets his Harley Davidsons and his leather jackets and his bourbon. It's from the EU, isn't it?
His Jim Beam.
Yeah. I mean, Starmer's been in the paper quite a lot this week because obviously we talked about the tariffs. He's been to the EU dinner. But there's this new book that's come out from the same authors who did the book about Corbyn, right? Left Out, I think.
Yeah.
They've been kind of like putting little tidbits. They've
tidbits.
Been putting, oh, I'm going to go past
about
that.
Ursula von der Leyen again. Oh my God.
No, as soon as I went for that word, I was like, I've made a mistake here. They've been trading little bits of story that they've got in the book. Some really funny quotes in there. I've really enjoyed them, like this week. One of my favourites is like someone from Starmer's Inner Circle talking about whether he's in charge and them saying that he's not driving the train. He thinks he's driving the train, but we've Sam at the front of the DLR, which is one of the most kind of clear images of Keir Starmer looking the happiest he could possibly look on the front of a train.
Having no trains, control.
Yeah.
So the DLR, for people not in London, is the line that doesn't have drivers, basically.
Yeah, it's an automatic train line.
Docklands Light Railway.
Although, not to nitpick, but sometimes there are people there in that driver's seat.
Oh.
But I don't know what they're doing. Once I got one of them to give my sister a birthday shout out and he agreed. I don't know if they're there just for that. But
on the DLR?
Yeah.
Oh, but maybe they're not actually driving it. They're just supervising. They've got
he was
access
pushing
to
buttons.
A... Hey, was it?
Yeah.
Are you sure he worked for TfL?
I have no idea how I think of it.
Was it Keir Starmer?
I was going to say, this is exactly what they get. They make it more authentic for Keir Starmer by giving him fake buttons.
announcements to give.
And he gets to do the announcements. It's exactly the same. Any other things that people saw that they quite liked from those excerpts? I thought there was some fun stuff.
Yeah, I guess another insult that they say Morgan McSweeney levelled at Keir Starmer, he described him as an HR manager rather than a leader. And I just feel like that's also a very British way of insulting someone. Like, Trump is calling other Republicans like dummies and losers, but in the UK, if you call someone an HR manager, it's like an oof.
It's like you've spat like in their face. Yeah. Morgan McSweeney being his chief of staff, right? And he's the person who sort of orchestrated the Labour election campaign.
Yeah, it seems like the book is maybe more about him than about Keir.
Because they don't know lots about him and he kind of seems to take a bit of a back seat and the press always hate that. So they always like try to dig out people who don't really kind of come to the fore. And
he was really involved in the Labour Party, I think, in South London, in Southwark. And he was credited with like wrestling it back from the far left, or the militant left, as I think they called him. And he's quite anti the left. Almost seems like he's more anti the left than anti the right. He's an interesting guy, but
that's a good guy for Labour.
Yeah, I think the reason, even I know, like we say, oh, they're going for him because he's quiet. I think they're going for him because he's a total bastard.
Yeah, he looks it.
He looks it. He sounds it. Apparently, he's like obsessed with board games.
He's one of your mates.
He sounds right up your street, Mike.
And he's No, apparently, he's obsessed with this game called. I don't know if it's basically what The Traitors is based on. This game called Werewolf.
Oh,
and apparently, he's obsessed with it. And you go, you have to sort of secretly murder people and not tell the truth. And apparently, he's unbelievably good at it, and he's very manipulative. It was really funny that was the things his own friends told the press about him.
I once played like a Zoom version of that during the pandemic.
That sounds
and
bleak.
My friend's parents were playing, and I managed to get them to turn on each other, and they voted each other out.
Oh, so, Emerald.
He's wow.
unexpected.
Get pal. You in the Labour Party.
Yeah, you could be the new Morgan McSweeney.
One other quick thing I like. I think it was on the front of the Times to say that because of like a suspected Russian hack, Starmer, he was also forced to abandon his personal email.
Spare a thought for the Russian hacker who had to wade through that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like his newsletters from like Toolmaker Museum.
But the detail I really liked is that they said his email address had been dangerously obvious.
Yeah.
Which I was thinking, what would think be dangerously obvious? Other than
Keir
like...
KeirStarmer@hotmail.com.
Lawyer for life. @compuserve.com.
I think it was just dangerously obvious @gmail.com. Yeah.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Welcome back to In the News This Week. It's time for round two, where you'll each bring a story from the week which you think would be perfect for round two of the TV show. Emerald, what have you got for us this week?
I have a story that I think has all the hallmarks of a Have I Got News For You round two or missing words round.
Excellent.
But I also think it has grave ramifications for the show moving forwards.
Oh, great.
Wow. Great. It's been featured in quite a few papers, but I most enjoyed the headline from Motor Transport magazine, and that was "The End of Potholes is Nigh."
Oh,
no.
Which is terrible for us.
Huge.
Basically, researchers from Swansea University, along with input from Google and King's College London, they've designed these self-healing roads that just heal up the potholes as soon as they start to occur. They say that roads could be made more durable by adding just one simple ingredient. So what do you guys think that is?
Bullshit.
White blood cells.
Money.
You're all close. It's recycled cooking oil, apparently.
How does it... can you explain in great detail the science?
I can, if you really want it.
Yes.
Basically, tiny particles of a porous material made from plant waste can be added to the asphalt, and then when microcracks appear in it, the oils get released and they fill them.
Mm. Microcracks is a band I'd see.
My favourite thing about it is not the microcracks, but is a quote from one of the researchers who worked on this. And he's originally from Chile. And he said...
Where's he from, Emerald?
Emerald is right. She is right. I went to Chile last year.
No. It's like when people go to Spain and they're like, I had some great chorizo. It's like, no. You're English.
It's Chile, Mike.
No,
Chile.
It's not. It's Chile if you're Chilean. It's... Chile, if you're...
From Walthamstow.
Yeah.
So this researcher, he's originally from Chile or Chile, depending on how pretentious you are. He observed that the British find potholes a very sexy topic.
And he said
they find it hard to resist talking about, which
we are the main culprit of that.
I'd love to know if we've included at least one pothole missing word in almost every series we've done. Because I think it wouldn't be far off.
Can someone do that research? Anyone listening?
If only we had a researcher who works on Have I Got News For You.
Yeah, I'm outsourcing my work.
There's an extra Have I Got News For You link. Can you remember who in 2022 said he was considering selling his entire collection of sports cars because the roads near his home were so riddled with potholes?
Yes.
Big yeah.
Rod. We were all nodding.
Rod Watch.
Rod Stewart, baby.
He's also been out and fixed those potholes as well, hasn't he?
He got told off by the council. They said, you can't go out and fix your own potholes. Mm-hmm. And he went, well, I just did. So what are you going to do?
He said, my Ferrari can't go through here at all. So it needs fixing.
The man's got problems.
He won't be happy about this innovation because that is one route he makes into the papers. It's one of his avenues for the press. Cut off.
If you think that's going to stop him from being in the papers every week.
Listen, I never said that.
You're wrong, mate.
The guy can find ways like you'd never believe to get into the paper.
So yeah, that's my round two story. I tried to combine two favourite Have I Got News For You topics in it.
Love it.
That's incredible. That's fantastic. Thank you. Mike, how about you?
Can
you top that?
I can't. No, I cannot.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about football, but it's a good football story. I see people's eyes glazing over. This concerns the Gedling Inn in Nottingham, which is a pub which offered a special promotion this weekend, where they said they'd offer a free pint to every customer for every goal that Nottingham Forest, the local team, scored that day.
Oh, wow.
And Jack knows where this is going.
Yeah.
For Forest to win the game
7-0. 7-0. So good.
Is it because they heard about this promotion?
Well...
And they're like, we're going to piss off a lot of people if we don't win.
The word got round... The manager was in there at halftime. Forest lost. So the previous week, Forest had lost 5-0. They were playing Brighton, who are very good. People said it could be a tight game. So landlord Becky, she decided to run it just 45 minutes before the game started. I don't think it was a deeply thought out PR move.
It sounds like she'd had 7 pints before making that decision.
That is a good idea? Free pints.
She told the papers, when it got to 3-0, I thought, should we stop this? But she said, I'm a woman of my word. So we kept going.
Wow.
And she said it created a great atmosphere. Yeah, I bet it did.
Yeah, I can imagine.
She said from her new home on the streets.
Yeah. It cost the pub £1,500.
Oh my God.
Of their own money. Oh, no. And they end up giving away 300 pints unpaid for. But she said they've had messages from across the world. It's been worth it for the free publicity. And they're planning their next promotional stunt for the next game, which said probably won't be 3 pints per goal.
So 300 pints, 210, what's that? 240 people.
There we go.
Pretty good. 40, yeah. 40,
That was incredible.
Maths on a podcast is really riveting.
43 people made most of it.
That was genuinely astonishing to see you, just your whole face switch into like maths mode, science Jack. But on the back of this story, obviously we love a game on Have I Got News For You.
Whoa.
A fine tradition goes back to Bruce Forsyth doing Play Your Iraqi Cards Right, famously. So who's up for a game right now? Imagine, if you will, that this 3 points per goal promotion had been extended across the country for the whole season. Basically, I want to play some higher or lower. So I want you to tell me which clubs would have given away the most 3 points this season.
Oh, okay.
So nice. How does this work?
Basically, who scored the most goals this season? Okay. We're going to have a little game of higher or lower. Hit the music.
Oh, my God.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. So we're going to start with Nottingham Forest, who scored 40 league goals this season, which translates to 43 points. Staying in Nottingham, let's cross the River Trent to their rivals, Notts County. Higher or lower than 40 points?
I'm going to say lower.
I have no idea where they are in the league.
League 2, they're in League 2.
Lower.
They could score more goals though. I'm going to say lower.
It's higher. They scored 45 goals this season already, which transfers 45 free points if you support Notts Forest. Okay, next. Queenie, we're going to your neck of the woods.
Oh,
it's Stoke
yeah.
City.
Everyone has to say higher.
They're not exactly known for their goal scoring. It's going to be lower. Ability, are they? So I'm going lower.
Higher.
I'm proud, but we're shit. Sorry, I can't say that on a podcast.
But you are also factually right. It's lower. Stoke City has scored just 28 goals this season.
Hey, I know what we are, and we're not good at football. That's fine.
Coming up next, everyone's favourite London team, Manchester United.
lower.
They probably play better teams, right?
So whoa. That's good logic.
Hey.
I don't know anything about football. I'm really scared of saying something very offensive.
None of us know anything, but it doesn't stop us having opinions.
Okay. This whole podcast.
It's
lower.
I can tell you, it's sort of a trick question. It's actually the same. Stoke City and Man United have both scored 28 goals.
Didn't even consider the same.
That's a win for Stoke.
Not really, if you know what Man United are like, but yeah.
Okay.
And finally, we're going to Scotland, East Fife.
Ooh, East Fife.
Higher.
Geographically higher.
Exactly.
I'm going to say they're very low.
It is higher. East Fife, 49 goals. Although, best of luck getting 49 free points in Fife. It's all right. As someone born in Fife, I can say that. And there ends a game that no one asked for, no one wanted. It's higher or lower.
Oh, wow. An ending as well.
Wow.
How did you time that?
That's good.
I'd love to claim responsibility for that, but that's the magic of our producer.
That was very exciting.
That was excellent, Mike. Just very quickly, just to cover my calculations, it's actually 42.86 people would be able to make of it. So it's 42 people and a child made most of those 3 points.
Don't give beer to children.
No, don't give it to children unless they've been really well behaved.
Or you want them to go to sleep.
Oh, God. That's a bit real. Thank you, Mike. Jack, what story do you have for us this week?
My story is about a North Korean package holiday, which they've missed the chance here. They should have called it Kim's Coaches, but they haven't. But this is the first time, it's the big news, the first time foreign tour companies in like 5 years can take international tourists into North Korea because they've been closed up to international tourists. If you don't sort of count, there's been a few Russians and there's been a few Chinese visitors, but other than that...
And that series of Love Island where they went.
Oh, yeah, was, with the in Pyongyang, that was good.
Yeah, yeah. The villa wasn't very nice.
How many got out? Was it a couple? A couple got out in the end. That was the main thing. The Love Island was, yeah. But the four-night tours are going to happen across the birthday of Kim Jong-il, who's Kim Jong-un's dad and the fabulous golfer.
I can see Queenie's bemused face. You might have to explain.
His dad once claimed that the first time he played a round of golf, he got 11 hole in one.
Okay, excellent. So he's a liar.
Yeah.
No, he's the best golfer of our age.
I think you'll find there's like about approximately 30 to 40 million witnesses.
Yeah, cool.
Can't argue with that.
It's February the 16th. So, Mike, have you got a Valentine's gift yet for your wife?
Oh, wow, this is great. This is pointed. Perfect.
I'm looking out for Mike at all times.
Yeah, thanks, man.
That's all right, mate.
I mean...
It's going to set you back each about £500, £600.
Oh, it's going to be a shame for the Shell garage across the road from my house that normally gets a visit on the evening of the 13th.
You say that, but when I give you the highlights of the tour, it might change your mind. You get to see a foodstuff processing factory. which produces various snacks and
drinks. Is a certain British TV personality doing tours?
We're not allowed to talk about him.
Is he wearing a hairnet?
That's where he's gone. That's why we haven't seen her anymore, because he's shifted across.
Greg Wallace inside the factory in North Korea.
Wait, hold up. It's not just that. It's not just that. You're also going to get a taekwondo demonstration at the local taekwondo school.
Did you know that I'm a yellow belt in taekwondo? Sorry.
Are you?
I'm not surprised. Oh, wow. I knew I was scared of you, but I didn't know why.
It's the belt you get after the belt you get automatically.
Oh, nice. Oh, so it's like the most improved.
Yeah.
Participation belt, basically.
Essentially, yeah.
Still confident you could beat all of us up.
I don't think so.
But wait, guys, it doesn't just end there, right?
Wow.
The jewel in the crown of Kim's tours.
Are you
Kim's
selling tickets?
Tours. Yeah, yeah. Do you get a commission?
Quite the pitch.
Is you get to visit the Golden Triangle Bank to learn about their unique economic system. And you can even open your very own North Korean bank account.
Oh, wow. That will definitely not lead to a raid by Interpol.
Are you getting paid for this, Jack?
No, and it's got absolutely nothing to do with the fact that I recently opened a North Korean bank account. Before you go book it up, Queenie, because I know I can see from your excited face how much you want to jump online.
I can't wait
to get on it. Mm. One of the tour company has noted that the trip is not yet confirmed and depends on permission to cross land from the Chinese authorities. They're notoriously very chilled and easygoing.
I went to China. And I had to go to the visa office to get my visa. And then they said, you get a 30-day visa. And then they said, what do you do? And I said, I work in TV. And then they asked me what shows. And I listed them, including I'm Working With You. And they cut my visa to 11 days.
No way, really?
Yeah. And I had to like have all these reservations and proofs that I had a ticket to leave the country, which was like, felt like a quite a deep burn.
Oh, wow.
No package holiday for Mike.
There is a producer who used to work on the show who went to North Korea, which is astonishing because I would not take that risk. Mm-hmm. If Kim Jong-un has seen even one of the gags we've done in the last 20 years about him,
yeah,
even just one is getting you a life sentence.
Well, if you are thinking, again, I did look at the FAQs of the tour operator as well.
Of course you did.
And they said, there are people who say that visiting a country such as North Korea is wrong and that all we are doing is supporting the government. Is this true? And in their answer, they said, we don't believe this to be true. The amount of money the government receives is very minimal and certainly not enough to fund a nuclear program. No mention of a nuclear program before that. I think they've given themselves away there.
Oh my God.
Which almost certainly means that's exactly what it's designed to do.
Definitely.
And one piece of advice they give, it's best to restrain any criticisms until having left the country.
Is that true?
No, that's generally one piece of advice they gave. That is the one thing they said.
If you go there and you don't know that, then at that point, it's just Darwinism.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, at least we found our end of series trip.
Rapdo.
Yeah, team bonding activity.
It will be less risky than some of the pubs in Camden. And more likely to get food.
God.
And finally, it's time for the missing words round. I'm going to give you some headlines from the past week, and all you need to do is tell me what the missing words are. First up, newly discovered asteroid near Earth turns out to be what?
Big stone.
I think that's what they are anyway, Mike.
Smudge on the telescope?
Elon Musk's rubbish.
Yes, he is.
That's a terrible guess, isn't it?
Ding, 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 ding. Newly discovered asteroid near Earth turns out to be Elon Musk's Tesla car.
Oh, is that actually?
What? Yeah.
Oh, wow. Right. Okay.
Wow.
I just didn't know that.
A surprising turn of events captured the attention of space enthusiasts as what was initially announced as an asteroid in 2018, CN41, has turned out to be Elon Musk's very own Tesla Roadster.
But those self-drive cars are getting out of control.
Can we just pick up the point that we're just like, the way they're reporting it is if it's normal for his car to be just in space.
Yeah,
they're like,
what?
Oh, Elon Musk's car. Yeah, he's doing anything nowadays.
Also, the way this article is written, it seems like it's his personal one that he was using to drive around Earth.
Still in there.
Yeah, I wish. Okay, number two. York Minster congregation outraged over deeply inappropriate what?
Offer at Nottingham pub.
Nice.
Microcracks.
Upsetting way to receive communion.
York Minster congregation outraged over deeply inappropriate concert. It's facing protests from its local congregation over allowing a heavy metal band to perform at the cathedral. Plague of Angels features two members who previously played with Cradle of Filth, a band whose merch featured a t-shirt depicting a topless masturbating nun.
Filthy habit.
Oh, very good.
And the words Jesus is a C word.
Oh, wow.
Wow. At least they're talking
so
about
him. So for some
him.
Reason, they're mad. And finally, what with deadly stench pulls huge crowds?
Is it man having had 7 free pints and more pints afterwards in a pool of his own sick?
Lovely.
I'd go and see it. Only me? Cool. Okay. Yeah.
Corpse flower with deadly stench pulls huge crowds. Ooh, people have queued for hours at a Sydney greenhouse to get a whiff of the infamous corpse flower as it bloomed for the first time in years. It's nicknamed Putricia, which I think is really quite impressive. Good. And this is also the missing word question that we posted on social media. So congratulations to Soxy Beast on Instagram, who made us laugh the most with their response, where they said a reasonably priced flat with a deadly stench pulls huge crowds. Bit of rental crisis jokes. It's great.
Is Soxy Beast the dangerously obvious email address that Keir Starmer was using?
Thank you for listening to In the News This Week. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.
For updates on the show, make sure you're following Have I Got News For You on Instagram, TikTok and X.
You can also get in touch with us by emailing podcasts@hattrick.com. That's hattrick with 2 T's.
Make sure you're followed up, subscribed to the podcast wherever you're listening to it now, and we'll see you here for next week's episode. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, you soxy beasts.
In the News This Week is presented by Jack Harris, Queenie Miller, Emerald Paston, and Mike Raymond. The producer is Diggory Waite. The executive producer is Claire Broughton. And the music is by Big George. In the News This Week is a Hattrick podcast.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.